KDWB. This is the Dave Ryan Show's War of the Roses. 101.3 KDWB.
One of the things I want to start on War of the Roses is not the cheating. It's not whether he's going to send roses. It's why were you the one shoveling last weekend? I'm talking to Connie for War of the Roses, and it all started when she came in from shoveling last weekend, and Rob was there with his ass parked on the couch. He's on social media. Why were you the one out shoveling? What happened?
I mean, I guess it's just kind of like a whole, like, I'm always asking him to do dishes, but he doesn't really do it. I mean, it's really not, I mean, you're right, it's not right, but honestly, every time I ask him, he's always like, I'm going to get out there, honey, I swear, and he doesn't, and I got to get out for work. So I was out there shoveling, you know, after the blizzard that came through. And when I came in, I mean, it was so weird because, like, he had just gotten off work. So I was coming back in, and I went up to him because I thought I heard somebody laughing. And I was like, no, what's funny? I'm just curious, you know. So I go in there, and he doesn't hear me because he's really, like, stuck to his phone. And I can see from the siding that he's talking to a girl I know that I go to the gym with.
That you go to the gym with? How does he know this girl that you go to the gym with?
Your question is as good as mine. Minus the fact that he's picked me up a couple times, but other than that, I'm not even sure.
Okay, so...
So I look over, and I'm trying to kind of hear. It's kind of hard to, like, see in here, because I don't want him to hear me, and I'm behind on the couch.
Yeah.
And I look over, and she, no joke, is in the mall looking at glasses, and he's helping her. And honestly, like, we've been together for a couple of years now, and I don't think anything of it. We all have friends. But, like, am I crazy to think that, like, that was kind of weird? Like,
no, that's super weird.
Right? Like, you know what I mean? It'd be one thing if it was like, oh, I'm just asking, like, a quick question if we're all mutual friends. But no, just randomly saying, oh, that looks great. No, you should get these.
Actually, I think it's kind of a good idea. I mean, if I went to the mall and I'm like, you know what? There's nobody around to help me make this decision. I might FaceTime with Fallon and say, what do you think of these? Are these bad?
That part's normal.
That's normal because you're friends. You see what I mean? Thank you. You get what I mean. Like, you're friends.
Yeah.
First,
yeah.
Not be someone that you even know if maybe when you've, like, picked me up from the gym. Like, that is weird.
So that makes you think that they are friends because why else?
Yeah. That is a little bit weird.
Exactly. So, what more to it? But why also are you friends with someone I've never even really... spoken to as much.
Well, how did Rob play it off? Did he play it off like, get over it? I'm helping somebody pick some glasses.
Yes. He made it seem like I was being overdramatic. Mm-hmm. No joke. Like, I was like, what are you doing? And he was like, at first he was a little taken back. Like, he's kind of stared out, like, looking at me, like, bug-eyed. And I'm like, what's going on? And he's like, nothing, you know? She just needed help. I'm like, who just needed help? He's like, it's not a big deal. You know, like, Becca goes to the gym with you. And I'm like, how do you know who she is?
That is pretty weird. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So that'd be like I was all of a sudden buddies with somebody who, I don't know, went to the gym with Susan?
Mm-hmm.
Like if, okay, got it. So, but what'd you follow up? I mean, he tells you this, you don't believe it, so then you're all sneaky, you know his passcode, he doesn't know you know his passcode, so you start digging. What happened?
Yeah, so we, you know, later on, we eat dinner, go to bed, right? I'm just sitting there, and he finally goes to bed, he finally passes out, and I'm just like, okay, you know what? He might be telling the truth. If not, is it going to hurt if I check? So I go into passcode. I go into his phone, you know, put his passcode in, and I'm looking, and no joke, he had been FaceTiming her every day for probably more than a month.
Oh, damn. So,
and I don't mean, wait, and I don't even mean like a couple minutes. Like, these are about 10 minutes, maybe even up to 30, 40 minute conversations.
So after you go to sleep, he'll go out in the garage or out on the deck or wherever he's going, and he'll open up FaceTime, and if you look in the history of FaceTime, it'll tell you.
It tells you the time, too.
Tell you the time. So you can tell what time of the day he did it and how long he did it.
All late at night. And which is really, really funny is he's been waking up later every day to go to work.
Wow. Now, you guys are together. You live together. And you've been together for a couple of years.
Yeah, we've been together since our last year in college. And that's when we met. And that's where I'm just like, I don't understand. Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
What's happening? We're not fighting. Nothing's going on. I mean, and like you guys even said, like, here I am out shoveling snow thinking nothing of it because he's tired and exhausted. He's not tired and exhausted from work.
No, he's
tired and exhausted from being up all night.
That is super shady. God. Okay. So I understand you haven't confronted him about this because he lied to you before. You just want to catch him in the lie and you want to do War of the Roses. So when we call him and say, hey, who do you want to send roses to? He will pick you, hopefully. But honestly, it sounds like the odds are going toward, what's the other girl's name anyway?
Becca.
Oh. Listen to the distaste.
I know, Becca.
Girl, don't even get me started. Becca. Like, what kind of, that's a whole nother level. Like, okay.
All right. Well, there's a lot of wonderful girls named Becca, but this is not one of them. All right. Here's what we're going to do. Connie, we're going to call Rob, and we're going to see who he sends the flowers to. Mm-hmm. But I have a little bit of a ploy. It just kind of came to me here because sometimes I think of something like this. Instead of saying, hey, Connie's on the phone doing War of the Roses, I'm going to lie to him and say, guess what? Becca's on the phone.
Oh,
she wanted to see who you send roses to.
Yes, because then I can hear how he's been talking to her and everything.
Yep, that's the plan.
Well, thank you for your time and participating in this survey. And we're going to send out a dozen long-stem romantic roses for you, Rob. Does that sound good?
Yeah, it's just for doing the survey. That's what I get.
Yeah, we'll send those out for you today.
Wow, today. Cool.
Yeah, so I just need a name from you. Who would you like us to send those to? We need a first and last name, please.
Oh, yeah, cool. So we'd be Becca. Becca.
Okay. Gotcha.
All right. Just like it sounds.
Okay. And you can attach a card to these flowers if you'd like, Rob. That's up to you. What would you like to say?
Oh, man. I don't know. Don't you guys have just like something generic or something that I can use? I don't know. Maybe just like I'll talk to you tonight.
Okay.
Just. You
know. That work.
Wow. Well, you know what? Hey, Rob, this is a little bit of a surprise, a little twist in this whole conversation, is we are actually testing you and your loyalty to Becca, because guess what? Becca has put us up to this. Let me explain. This is a radio station. It's KDWB. Maybe you've heard of us.
Yeah, I'm familiar.
Okay. And Becca called us and said, hey, I'm dating this guy named Rob. I want to find out if Rob is being loyal to me, being faithful to me, being truthful and all that stuff. So Becca put us up to this to see whether you would send flowers to her or to somebody else. And guess what? Listening in right now is Becca. Is that crazy?
Becca, come on. Like, you don't... Are you seriously worried about this? Like, you know that I love you, right? Like, you know that this is not something you have to do. You don't have to put... Like, this is just silly. I mean, like, we got like, a future together. Like, I'm getting ready to move in. I mean, like, you gotta be kidding me. You really think that...
Right, Becca?
I was gonna send,
right? Becca, what do you think?
Well, you know, I don't know. Maybe if I got flowers sent to me daily, it would be a lot easier. Something sound familiar right now?
Yeah. Connie?
Oh, Connie. Did you forget my name already? The person that you've been supposedly in love with this whole entire time for a few years? Oh, I don't know. Someone who you live with?
Yeah, I kind of feel bad a little bit, Rob, that I tricked you and told you that Becca was on the phone. You've been bamboozled, and it's not Becca on the phone. It's actually your girlfriend, Connie.
You know what? It's all good, Rob. You know what? Go find that girl. Take your stuff. Don't come to the house. I'll actually have it packed out for you. Go grab it in the snow and shovel yourself out, and you can get the f*** out of here. You know, since you have a future in line, I don't want to stir that up anymore.
Look, Connie, it's...
You know what,
wow,
Rob?
You don't even have things to say. Wow. Okay. Again, just grab your stuff. I'm good.
I think of all the War of the Roses we've done, this one rates the highest on the busted-ometer that I've ever seen before.
I loved your switch-up. It was so great.
Rob, what do you got to say for yourself? Rob?
I mean, look, I mean, like, it's...